Today's daf is Daf Samach Dalet. We're holding by the Halak Mishnah in Hamokras Abayis, fourth parak of Baba Basra. Lo et abor v'lo et adut. So we continue now describing what it is that's included or not included in the sale of a bayit. Last Mishnah discussed the inyanim of the house and its roof. Now we're talking about moving on to inyanim that were in the area of the yard that was sold with the house, so you could have had a cistern or a dut. We're going to see in the Gemara why there's a practical difference between you like this, a difference in shape, but I mean, what is longer, but why we would have to mention both, who cares what the geometrical shape is, that the Gemara will discuss. So you're not kind of the bor and the dut, afo pishe katavlo, kavaruma, and the mitzvah, the portion of the meaning of the bishop, of course, the way Rav Dimi was learning it, that even though you write beferish kavaruma, now that we take for granted kavaruma, that kavaruma gives you right to the basements, it gives you right to a roof, but it certainly doesn't give you right to a bor vadut, unless, as Rav Dimi said, unless you expand that into umka ad hatahom and ruma ad rakia, but like this, it wouldn't give you any rights. Now, what's interesting, we haven't discussed so far, is tzarech likach lo derech. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says that if you sold, then even though you did not sell the bor vadut, that doesn't mean that the seller has maintained an easement to get to his bor vadut. He only didn't sell the bor vadut. Now, if he wants to get to the bor vadut, if the guy objects, then he's going to have to fly in, or he's going to have to pay a little bit more than he thought he was going to have to when he was selling. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, the sale was a very, very full sale, even including the area that he himself was going to need to get to his bor vadut. According to the Chachamim, the same way that he reserved the bor and the dut, he also reserved the pathway that he would need to take in order to get to the bor vadut. We're going to see what the machlokas is in the Gemara. Now, Moda Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, of course, agrees to the yesod that we've spoken about so many times, that additional clauses in contracts mean to us always something. So that if he added the Farish, chutz mi elam, if he said, I am not selling you the bor vadut, which anyway he wouldn't have been selling if he hadn't added the ad ruma, or he wouldn't have said the ad umka de tahom, so then why did he say chutz mi elam? He must have been saying chutz mi elam to reserve even more rights for himself, namely that he said that to ensure that he would have an easement on the property to get to the bor vadut. So there Rabbi Akiva would certainly agree. Now how about in the opposite case, machran la'achar, suppose he was selling dafka the bor vadut and he was keeping the house. What would be the din over there? So Rabbi Akiva Omer, in that case, if he sells the bor vadut, so then the buyer in this case, the kachlo derech, because when the seller sold it to him, he certainly meant to include the rights to get to the bor vadut that he was selling. So that the Rabbi Akiva seems to be, and we're going to see what the point of this inversion is, but what he seems to be saying is that we always assume that the sale is being done in as broad a sense as possible. Now, I'm just going to, which is called, of course, we've had many times, mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. So when I'm selling ba'ayin yafa. If I'm selling the house, then I'm selling all the yard, even the area that I would need to use to be able to get to my bor vadut. If I'm selling the bor vadut, then I'm also selling the gisha to the bor vadut. Marshenkin, the Chachomim say, even though you sold the bor vadut, that doesn't mean you necessarily gave the guy the rights to get to the bor vadut. You expect him to helicopter in, maybe. So therefore, he's going to have to pay you separately for the derech. So what it seems, again, on the surface, is that the Chachomim hold that mocher ba'ayin yafa'u mocher, Rabbi Akiva holds ba'ayin yafa'u mocher. But we're going to get into this in the suite. Yotev Ravina. Ravina was very troubled by the unnecessary description of bor vadut. Because, I mean, basically, who cares what it's shaped like? I mean, they're both of them storage areas for water. Why would I think that you include one and not the other? We don't usually sit around giving a list of various shapes. So if a kakar shalei, hainu bor, hainu dut, what kind of silliness is this? Omle rova tosvala Ravina, you're missing, dear friend, a braita, which explains that there is a significant difference between them vis-a-vis our sugya, namely, Tashma, Tanya, Echada, Bor, V'Echada, Dut, are both Bekarka. The difference is that the bor is only an excavation. It's done by chafira in a clay area where the water anyway won't seep out so easily, where hadut is lined with brick or with tile in order to make it waterproof. Now, if it's lined, then it was built. If it was built, it's similar to a bayit. So you might think, although the tashmish is different, but when you sell a house, you're selling all of the built things that go along with the house. I understand stam and excavation is not included in us. Maybe the other one would be, and in the opposite, kamash malan, that doesn't matter what it is. Same thing happened when Rav Ashi was learning this mission in a separate time, separate Beit HaMidrash. He too was sitting there scratching his head. What is the difference between a bor and a dut? Kakashi and a bor and a dut. Omalei mar kashisha b'reider Rav Chista. Rav Ashi, you're missing a braita. Tashma d'tanya chad a bor v'chad a dut b'karka. El sha bor b'chafira v'hadut b'vinyan. So let's get to the main topic. The Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Akiva, tzorech likach lo derech, the seller is going to have to buy himself a way to get to his own bor. It would appear, says the Gemara, that b'maika miflagei to Rebbe Akiva Savar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. So apparently, it's very, very simple. Rebbe Akiva holds, we assume that when you sell wholeheartedly. You're giving him, and this would be a klal, any sale would be this way. You're giving him whatever rights he would like to have. What the heck, I'm selling, take it. Whereas the Rabban and Savri, in all cases, the mocher is behind ra'a mocher. Now, the place that we had this earlier in the Masechta, which was really the classic issue about this question, was when a guy sells trees. Over there, he was selling the tree, leaving himself the karka in the sada. So we have the question of who really has the right to replant that tree. Did he just give him the tree with the rights for the tree to continue to be nourished from the karka, but when the tree is dead, I give you any rights? Or do we say, b'ayin yafa, being I'm giving you the tree with any area that was necessary for it to live, which I could actually replant it? That was the overall case that we used as the paradigm for ayin yafa, ayin ra'a. So the question is whether, in fact, this case here could be used as a model for that machloka. And we could just extend this case to the dinim over there. So it would appear that that's exactly the way the two shitot would be when it comes to the mechira of the ilan that we were so concerned about back in the beginning of the Masechta. So, says the Gemara, not necessarily. But wait, I'm sorry, I didn't finish. V'dekar manami ba'alma, you know, many cases in Shas, we always refer to Rabbi Akiva as if he has a known shita. We say, quote, Rabbi Akiva, l'taimei, Diomar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, unquote. That's what we always say. That would probably have its source here. I mean, I don't know of any better source. So that must be mihacha. So this is a very important thing. We finally got to a Mishnah. It seems clear that's about focus. Now, wait a minute. How do you know that this is a universal question about whether you're mocher ba'ayin yafa or not? I mean, this is a pretty strange situation, this particular case. It's not to be confused with the case of selling a tree. We're over there. The question whether I sold the ground or didn't sell the ground doesn't really impact on me in any very special way. It impacts on the buyer. It doesn't impact on the seller all that much. But this case is really crazy. I mean, over here, what you're doing is you're going to be selling something, or the other guy's going to be buying something, and when he's buying something, he's expected to allow other people to be walking to his house, or to his front yard. I mean, maybe that's a whole different issue. I mean, it could very well be where it impacts in a different way, where it becomes like a hezek to the buyer. Maybe that's a special case. Or maybe the opposite. Maybe what's a guy supposed to do? He's supposed to fly in to get water out of his well. I mean, how do you compare this with a general case where it isn't all that significant one way or the other? So Dilma, maybe the case over here is unique. And that actually, Bahopliki, the Rabbi Akiva Sava, in Adam Rotzeshitin Ma'otav Yidrzu Achrim, it's understood that in this case, I'm certainly not going to sell my house or have any luck in selling my house if the buyer is expected to tolerate my walking across his yard without further ado. So it's understood that, look, if I didn't say anything, so then, of course, if I said anything, the Mishnah says, the same something makes it clear. But if I didn't say anything, So I understand that it's on the terms that are generally assumed, that other people are going to be walking across the yard. What does the Rabbanan say? Well, on the contrary, I mean, we're willing to discuss the guy's having his bar and what? And what? Flying in with a little rocket pack? I mean, what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to fly through the sky with the greatest of ease. And the guy's not interested in committing himself to doing a Superman stunt. I mean, he takes the money with the understanding that he's keeping the bar, but he's going to have to fly through the sky. That's not reasonable. So, I mean, you can't compare this case to the case of the Elam. Right there, right? In either way?
Yeah,
that's right. So I don't see how you could use this as a model. I mean, it's certainly a rather unique case of concerns that did not appear, either of the concerns, on the part of the buyer, not on the part of the seller. Those concerns do not appear in the story of a Mocher Ilano. And that's where we get into the question in this, earlier. About whether Mocher is Ba'ayin Yafah or Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra'ah. To go and make Rabbi Akiva Shita all over. That clearly the Mocher is Ba'ayin Yafah Mocher, where you got to be crazy to buy a house where somebody's always walking in. Maybe it's a different case. So that doesn't prove anything. Says Gemara, well, wait a minute. But the Sefer does. Because if that's the Machloket, how all of a sudden did they come to the opposite conclusions in the Sefer? And maybe that's the whole point. I mean, because otherwise the Sefer isn't really saying anything. It's saying the same thing in the inverse, right? The Sefer of the cases where he sells the bar of a dut and he doesn't sell the bayit. So there all of a sudden, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbana change their shitot. Why did they change their shitot? Machron la'acher. So over there, Rabbi Akiva, Aimer, Eino tzarech likach lo derech. If the issue over here is mocher ba'ayin yafah mocher, so that would explain why the buyer doesn't have to buy himself away. Whereas the chachamim omrim tzarik that he does have to take away. So what are you going to say over there? That maybe that's a unique case. Rabbi Akiva actually was the one who rejected the unique case. And it was the Rabbanan who rejected the unique case that the other one was timing. So all of a sudden now they reverse the shita. The only way to understand it is the reason that the Mishnah tells us the inverse is for us to recognize that, clearly it couldn't have been because we're looking at the poor guy who's going to have to fly through the sky, because over here the Rabbanan is saying the opposite. And it's clearly not the problem of, I don't expect to allow people coming tramping through my yard, and over here it's the opposite. Each cheetah says the opposite way as it before. Therefore we're left with the only option. The option is, but of course that wasn't the issue. The issue was, very simply, in general, is somebody Merkabayin Yaf or Merkabayin Ra. So the Mishnah did a brilliant job of making that clear by inverting it and sitting in the Sefer. Completely different case. Says he went, no, not true. Because what we could say, actually, is that, it's certainly true that we were wrong about making the Machlokas, but which one has a better taina, the guy who doesn't want to fly through the sky, or the guy who doesn't want people walking through his yard, and therefore we can assume that the seller understood that and would only sell it on that basis. Well, neither of those, actually, is a better timing. Which makes a lot more sense, actually, if you think of it. I mean, what are we going to measure the absurdity of the two situations? Both situations are absurd. So therefore, what we have over here now is a question that is a universal question about what to do in cases where you have indications in two directions, none of which is more persuasive than the other. And now the issue is nothing to do with Mocher Ba'ayin Yafah or Mocher. Do we say that the Yad of the buyer is Ala El Yonah? Or do we say that the Yad of the Mocher is the Ala El Yonah? Because always the Yad of the Bala Shtar is Ala Tachtorei, has to prove what the Shtar means. Or do we say that sales are defined by a level of understanding between buyer and seller in which we would assume that if the seller wants to make sure otherwise, he's going to have to say so. So maybe that's the machlokes. Rabbi Akiva sova bata dati lo lokeachas li. Since over here we have a mutually crazy situation. As opposed to the case of the Ilanot, by the way. When it comes to Ilanot, I have no idea what they would say. Over there, neither of them has a taina. You're saying it doesn't make sense to buy a tree that has a 20-year lifespan or a 70-year lifespan and not to give you the rights to replant a new tree if something happens to it? What doesn't make sense about that? Makes perfectly good sense. Now, you're questioning what the situation was. Did I mean to sell you the land or didn't I mean to sell you the land under the tree? Were we talking about buying Yafa or were we talking about buying Ra? What's that have to do with this case? Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim were not even discussing Merkabah Ayin Ra. They were discussing She'elot that come up of their own. It's obvious that the moment you walk at the Bezon, we know what you're here for. So the question is, what was the sale? Do we go according to Das and the Lokeya? So therefore, he holds that if we're going to go according to his Das, so then obviously he has a right not to have people walking across the yard for Rabbanan Tzavrin. But the Daita de Mocher has leaned it. On the contrary, we always say, Yad Balashtar al Tachtunah, you want to be Motzi? Go prove it. So I'm sorry, this is simply not Nogeya that Sukkah. Okay, so what about the continuation of the Mishnah? The continuation of the Mishnah seems to be totally repetitious. There it's talking about the sale of a Sada, as opposed to the sale of a Bayit. And we go through the same agonizing steps, Lo Asabor, Velo Atagat, Velo Atashovach. There we're talking about things that would normally be in a field, instead of in a yard of a house. So in a field, of course, we would also have a cistern, but over there, I mean, we may have processing things for pressing the wine or pressing oil, or we might have a place for you to keep birds and to collect the eggs and the shovach or whatever. Those things are not included, and they're not included whether they're currently in use or whether they're not. Ben Charevim, Ben Yeshuvim. And therefore, he gets to keep it, but in the same way that he said in this Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, that, but, I mean, it's not as if you get the rights to get there. I mean, if you want to get there, you're going to have to either fly in or totally kachlo dar, you're going to have to pay the guy to allow you to walk if you don't know how to fly. This is not just plain flying. I mean, you got to do a supermat thing. You got to fly straight down, you know, coming out of orbit. I mean, this is really pretty good stuff. Otherwise, you could say, you know, maybe it was just to go over my airspace. In any event, so it's completely repetitious, right? No, you don't have to buy it. You kept it for yourself. Now, I mean, it's the same as the other case. So why are we repeating it? So why are we repeating it? The only reason we repeat things like this is to turn them into paradigms. Turn them into paradigms because you want to extend the concept and make it clear, look, the issue isn't stam because we got this crazy situation. In general, the idea is mecher b'ayin yafer, mecher b'ayin ra. So kamash when Rabbi Akiva saw mecher b'ayin yafer mocher, v'rabbanan sabri mecher b'ayin ra mocher. Very simple. Why is that so simple? You're telling me. I thought that the idea was that we had a case in our Mishnah of mutual absurdity, and then we have a machlokas whether in case of mutual absurdity, whether lamaisa we would say we go according to Das Lekeach, or we say that, no, the Ad Balash Tarat Tachtunah. That's what you said. If it's a case of mutual absurdity, then a Sada is not as absurd as a Bayit is. I mean, I can't make a rule of what I consider to be sufficiently absurd to Taina that I don't have to prove something. So, I mean, maybe the reason I need to say that case is to tell me that, no, Lamaisa, it is actually sufficiently absurd. What are the two issues? Obviously, there's a difference between my objection to having somebody trampling my house, my objection to having somebody walking through my field. So, I mean, perhaps when it comes to walking through my field, that's not so absurd. Well, I thought I wasn't going to keep myself an easement. On the other hand, a guy could say, wait a minute, what if I have things in my field? You're going to be stepping over my beautiful new tomatoes. You really think I let you a place to step over the tomatoes? No way. I'm hanging in the house. I mean, what are you going to bother him if you go through the yard? Okay, so it's a question, what do we consider to be absurd? Tzniusa or drisa? So I need to know. I don't see why that's so crazy. So Dilma, well, the frequency is for the same purpose. So the same board. So Dilma Ashmina Bayit, and also Ashmina Sada Vitzricha. Because if I would have said just the Bayit, I would say, well, no, Bayit, of course, the whole point of a Bayit is your Bayit Tzniuta. I mean, it's private. Mashenkin is Sada, I'm alone. There's no privacy issues there. On the other hand, if I just would have learned the case of a Sada, I would have said, well, my God, Sada. It's kashele davsha. It's not a good idea for people to be walking over the ground of your newly plowed ground, certainly not your growing ground. So I don't want people there, but Hashem came by a bayadim alo. So you can't tell me that there's no point in repeating this so that we get an idea, we can start gauging what we consider to be circumstances that require us to take into consideration the mutual problems. Okay, but look, the Mishnah afterwards does the same thing that our Mishnah does in the Sefer. Now, that's definitely unnecessary. Because when you come to the Seifa, which is, of course, the same thing, suppose you sold the gat, the shovach, the bor, the dut, whatever, you sold it to somebody else, So then we once again go through the Ayin Yafa Mokas. If you sold it, a little bit of Akiva, you sold it together with the rights to get there, and according to Rabboni, you didn't. Now, what are you adding if this is a machloket that has to do with the question of mutually absurd situation? I understand that you could kvetch. You could say, well, I mean, we understood what was absurd Ali b'Rabbi Akiva, but now we have to know that it was equally absurd Ali b'Rabbi Rabbana. I mean, you really believe that that's what's going on over here? That we've got four cases, so we have to analyze them. And now we've already established a gauge of absurdity. We already saw that the Rabbanan are happy to agree with Rabbi Akiva in an inverted case. I'm going to say, well, because it's a Sada, and maybe the inversion would be... It's very unreasonable. Therefore, it's much more likely that the reason that we give yet a fourth case is to make it absolutely clear that we want to turn this into a universal statement of the Machlokas that would occur in every buying and selling, whether there's absurdity involved or not. That's the point. That's where you have four cases. So now I know that when it comes to the issue back in Cheskes Habatim about the sale of a tree, do I have a right to replant the tree or not? It's totally in the Machlokas. Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, do we say Mocher Ba'in Yafa Mocher or Mocher Ba'in Ra'ayat Mocher? And that is QED. So now we accept those approaches. So Elam is Seifa Mocheron La'acher Rabbi Akiva Mareno Tzorek L'kach Lodek V'chachomim Amrim Tzorek. Now come off it already. How too lonely? What do we need yet another case? I know half. And Lava Kamash under Rabbi Akiva Savar in general Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher Rabbanan Savri in general Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher Shema Amina. We're ready to accept that. Itmar Revuna Amarav Halakha Kedivrei Chachamim. We pass the night to Chachamim that the Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra'a. Rabbi Yomi Amar Abba Amar Shmuel Halakha Rabbi Akiva, which seems to be saying Shmuel Paskind Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa like Rabbi Akiva. Only Rabbi Yomi Abba Abba Ravuna, when Rabbi Yomi Abba Abba heard that Ravuna quoted Rav as saying that the Halakha is Kedivrei Chachamim, he said, it's not possible. I was a Talmud by Rav, and I'm very often quoted the psak that Hilchatak Rabbi Akiva, he didn't say anything to me. He didn't say, no, that's not true. V'lo amali v'lo midi. Something's very weird. So said Ravuna, well, there's one solution. Hechitanita, tell me over what you think the shitas are. So he told it over to him backwards. Yeah, well, I told him, you know, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that Ba'ayin Ra'a. So he didn't say anything, of course. Well, now we know why he didn't say anything, because you were agreeing with him. All you said was, the halacha is Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a, thinking that in that you were quoting Shmuel, but that's not really what Shmuel said. Shmuel said halacha Rabbi Akiva, but he meant Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa. So now that we have this straightened out, so it turns out that Lamaisa Rav is paskening that it's Ba'ayin Ra'a. Shmuel's paskening is Ba'ayin Yafa. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, so this really, Lema Azdur Tamayu, this seems to be a machlokas that we've had elsewhere between Rav and Shmuel, and this would simply be a repetitive machlokas, because Domrem Nachman Amar Shmuel, Ha'achin Shechalku. Now, when you have brothers that split between themselves in the state, so the way that that's being done is that A is giving to B his rights to B's chelek in returns for B's rights to A's chelek, and vice versa. It's a sale, basically, like any other sale. Now, the dinner over there is that if they split, they cannot now come along, let's say that one has a field that is surrounded by another field. They can't come along and say, well, you know, but of course I have an easement through the field. I mean, Dad used to have an easement through the field. I mean, he could get into this. It's crazy. You mean the inside field? I'm supposed to get to the inside field through your outside field. So they don't have rights now to a derech. They don't have rights to be mommy things. The other person was sure they don't have rights to claim that they have chalonot and that you don't have a right to build here because there was a window here. And none of those rights are being maintained here, are being given over by the person who is selling to the other persons, to be ma'akiv on him. So they don't have any of these rights. Zalzevelo amat amayim zalzev. Whatever they split, they split. V'zarubahen. This is Shmuel. Now, you be very careful, because we're saying these are halachot kivuotein. You got to know that they certainly are. This is the absolutely the halacha. And the Rav Amar Yeshvam, as Rav says, that since a mocher is ba'ayin ra'a mocher, that means that he maintained to himself the rights. He was never transferring to the other guy the rights to walk through. They do have a derech, and he could say, what do you mean? When I gave over the rights to your field in exchange for mine, you think I gave over the rights to stop me from walking through? You got to be crazy. I'm giving it to you ba'ayin ra'a. I keep for myself whatever I need to keep for myself. I'm not giving you the whole thing. So that's exactly what Rav said. Rav says, Allah is like the Chachamim. Shmuel says, I gave you everything. Zayin can't taina now. What am I going to taina? I gave you this field. Now I'm going to taina. I have a window. You can't stop up my window. No. You gave me the whole thing with whatever is involved, including the right to stop up your window, including the right to stop you from walking across the lawn, including the rights to not to be able to put your ladder up there to get to your shovach. Whatever you gave me wholeheartedly. Okay? That's exactly how the Rav Akiva approach. I gave it to you, now you want to get in, so fly, or be lokeach b'derech, or figure out how to get to your sulam. That's the same machlokas. So what do we have now? This is machlokas. Halacha k'divrei. Says Gemara, no, that's not really true. This is a special case, because we're talking about over here the chaluka of an estate, and that is very different. Tzricha, of course I need both. The Piskei Halachas of Rav and Shmuel Aliba, the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva respectively, and the particular machlokas about Achin Shacholku, because they are different, they involve different issues. Look, consider for a minute. When Yishmuinim Bahi, Bahi Koma Ravishim Da Amarle, Beina Lameda Bekiyech Ledar Beavat. If all I knew was the case where Rav is saying that he's Ba'ayin Ra'ah, a brother who's giving to a brother, and therefore he has a right to maintain the derech for himself, when we don't say he gave it away by an yafa, I would say, well, of course not. Because remember that an estate has a defined way of its being used. So what he sees himself as is the continuation of bad use. So this is what dad used to do. He used to get into the tractor, drive into that field, and that's what I want. So that's taken for granted that would be the situation in a case of brothers. And therefore, you can't tell me that you weren't giving me the rights to go in there. So, of course, in that case, it would be, I would say, it's Bayin Ra'ah, so to speak. But it isn't really no gay the question, Bayin Ra'ah, now you're fine. It's a question of, it's exactly as it was before. This is what we want to continue, the same type of usage. Maybe that's why Rob said that. So, but, and look, it's very reasonable. Teda. Look, the way that the Torah describes Yerusha is in that term. Because it says, Tachat avotecha yiyu vanecha. What does that mean? That the child is basically taking the place of his father, and therefore the context of the way the father lives is definitive for the child in their interactions. Maybe when it came to a general sense of whether Mocher Bayin Yafa or Mocher Bayin Ra, maybe Rav is made that a regular guy would have, in fact, given away his rights to actually get to his own bar. Maybe. He certainly can't prove it from here. The reason I didn't give it away over here is because Dad didn't give it away. Maybe the only time that Shmuel would be able to say, if we didn't know this case, I only know the case Shmuel Paschal Lok Rabbi Akiva. So I say, that's okay, that's Ba'achkama Shmuel, but when it comes to a Yerusha, maybe Shmuel agrees to the principle of Rav, that a person certainly has in mind to, that it continued to be used the way that it was used by the bequeather. Same amount of Rav, and therefore Tzricha. Amalei Rav Nachman, asked Rav Nachman, look, halacha lemaisa. I mean, how exactly do I see we've, sorry, something wrong? We've got some serious issues here, because, I mean, you have a very well-defined approach here, and I've been following, really, Shmuel. So what's the deal here? Who do we pass him on? You've been following the opposite approach, Rav. Oh, Malay, well, I got to tell you, look at the Maisa. We got to follow you, not me. The halacha is like you, for the simple reason, in terms of practical halacha. You are the Chatan of the Venesia, which means that you married into the family of the Resh Galut. You're constantly in the presence of all of the arguments, the Dayanim, and the government, and so on. I mean, I'm much more theoretical than you are. So when it comes to the practice, I defer to you. And if Lamaisa, this is the practice that you've seen, that it's Mechaba Ayin Yafa, so then I'll have to accept that. the halacha and din is like Rabbi Akiva, because you're mekarva to the bava the Resh Galuta, you're close to the gateway of the Resh Galuta, meaning the Dayanim and so on, the Shlichei Dayanim. All of the Dayanim of Bavel appear there, all of the discussions take place in that context. I mean, compared to your experience, I differ. An unnecessary clause. Quote, chutz mi yeh l'on kol. She ain't zorech likach derech. How about the other way around? If Bachron the Bor v'dut le'acher, it's Rabbi Akiva omer, it's zorech likach lo derech. Isn't it the same thing, a bor and a dut? Omlei rava tosvel ravina tashma. The tanya echad abor v'echad adut bekarka, but the bor is bechafir and the dut is bebinyan. Same thing happened to Rav Ashi. We go yati v'kakashile. Hainu bor, hainu dut. Omlei makashisha v'ed Rav Chis Rav Ashi, the same braita. Tashma, the tanya echad abor v'echad adut bekarka, ela sha'abor bechafira v'adut bebinyan. So, I mean, but my problem is, okay? The Rabbi Akiva is Sava Mocha Ba'in Yafa Mocha, Rabban Sava Mocha Ba'in Yafa Ra'a Mocha. As a matter of fact, very reasonable to say that the Karmanami Ba'alma Rabbi Akiva, the Taime, the Yoma Mocha Ba'in Yafa Mocha, this must be the source, Mi'ocha, Mi'mai. Dilma, actually, Baha pligi. Rabbi Akiva sova ein adam rotsa shite ma'ota v'yedusu acherim. Rabbanu tzavi ein adam rotsa shito ma'ot v'yifrach ba'avir. Okay, all right. So look at the next case. Then let me say for mochon le'acher Rabbi Akiva omreinu tzarech l'kach lo derech. V'chachamim omrim tzarech l'kach lo derech. Dima baha pligi still. Rabbi Akiva sova bata daita de lokeach hazina. Rabbanu tzavi bata daita de mochon hazina. And they both agree that these tainas have equal validity. Okay, so then what about the Mishnah afterwards? El miyah, lo atabor, v'lo atagat, v'lo atashovach, bein charevin, bein yeshuvin, v'tzorich likach lo derech divrei Akiva, v'chachonim omrim, ein otzorich. Now, come on already. Hatu lamali. Must be to turn it into a universal statement about buying and selling. That hakamashu, and the Rabbi Akiva sefer, mocha ba'in yafa mocher, v'rabon etzavri mocha ba'in ra'a mocher. No, not necessarily. Dil ma'ashvinam bayit v'kamashu on sadeh. And we need to know that the tainas have equal validity in both cases. Because three Ashmin on Bayit, I would say Bishum the Boy Tsniuta, Bashenki the Sade Emalo, Yashwin is Sade, Bishum the Kashale Dafsha, Avo Bayit Emalo. Okay, but so then why do we need the Seifa? Mochron Lacher, Rabbi Akiva Mayno Tzarek, Kathlo Berak, the Chachamim Omrim Tzorek, Hatu Lomali, Aino Ach, Elava Kamashvulon, Rabbi Akiva Savar Mocher, Bain Yafa Mocher, Rabban Tzavrei Mocher Ba'ain Ra'a Mocher Shema Mina. Itma Ravuna Marav Alocha Kedivrei Chachamim that a Mocher is Ba'ain Ra'a Mocher. Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Shmuel Alocha Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Alocha Rabbi Akiva thinking that it meant that Ba'ain Ra'a, but he actually Shmuel said Ba'ain Yafa. Amalei Yirmiya Bar Abba Ravuna Vazidu Zaginam Rita Kamid Rav Yochata Rabbi Akiva Velo Amalei Velo Mine. Amalei well. Obviously, he didn't say Ipcha Tanita, but he said what was Ipcha. Well, Mishamachi, lo amalacha v'lo mine. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, lema azuda tamayu, the smach work is Rav and Shmuel. The Amr of Nagamun of Mishmalach, Mishacholko, Elem lo derach zah zeh, v'lo sumam bod zah zeh, v'lo chalon bod zah zeh, v'lo matam mayim zah zeh, v'zaharu behem shalachot kibuotein, v'rav amar yesh lehem. So that's exactly the smach work is. No. Tzricha, because there's been a bayi, bayi kon rami shum dam rabinu lameda bekecha da daru be'avatai teida adiftif tacha davotecha yubanecha avo behind the general cases of buying and selling, maybe he's made a shmuel lochus krabi akiva mocha ba'an yafai gave away the rights to the road. Nitmar baha, it's a baha kama shmuel avo baha ema meide leila rav tzricha omleir nachol arvun. Okay, so I mean lamai, so what do we do now? So, Yochata Kavatino, Yochata Kavataycho. Amla Yochata Kavataycho. The Mekravito, the Baba the Resh Galuta, the Shkricha Dayanim.